Yeah, no, cheers.
Lost the sling.
Huh?
Lost the sling.
Lost the sling, yeah. And even if I was still in, I would have wore today.
That's a good thing, I suppose. How is it? How is the arm?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, it's,
yeah.
It's just an ongoing troubles. Basically, the shoulder pops out and slips back in. It's happened me 3 or 4 times. So I'll eventually have to get an operation on it, but it takes 6 months to recover from, and I don't have 6 months to spare. But it can't. This can't happen from a shoulder or anything. It's me overreaching or just having my arm in a particular way. Basically, I have 2 bad shoulders and I have 2 massive bunions on the side of my feet. So sometime I'll go in, I'll get the whole lot done, and come out in a wheelchair now, and I'll have the full service done. But I don't have time for that now. So yeah. I'll stay going.
Is there any good time at the moment?
I don't think so. I don't think I'll ever have 6 months to spare. But I'd imagine, it'll someday, more than likely, not definitely, will pop out and it won't pop in. And that's the stage I'll obviously have to get them things done. Yeah.
So what happened to the game? You pretty much knew straight away.
I know, it's just happened before. Yeah. It takes 3 or 4 days for the soreness to go away.
Okay.
As the lad said, there's a play of your mind granting. It's happened me, I think, 4 times. I'm not sure how many hurling matches have I played, it's few and far between.
I suppose you talked about the frustration of kind of watching on last year for the Munster campaign, so
yeah.
I'd say that's kind of a motivation, I'm not gonna
it's not even motivation, it's just there's a window there, and you don't want to be missing big games.
Yeah.
I can't watch games, it's very, very difficult, especially when you're not used to So I know initially afterwards a picture and you're in this thing and looking in it might look quite bad, but that was only just to give it as much recovery as possible. It's not as if I was ever worried that I wasn't going to play, and I knew what it was, I knew how to deal with it. And I'll be there Sunday and the shoulder won't be a problem.
That was obviously a tough game to be watching on. Kind of
helped last year. Killed me. I couldn't. Especially the way they played the first half, Ballygunner tore them asunder, and their puck outs. The only cancellation I took was we were within a pint down and we hadn't pucked the ball. So I knew if we, I was hoping that they'd come to life in the second half, and they did. But it's a very, very tough watch. It's a very tough watch, especially when you can be out there doing something.
Yeah.
I've been on 25. That was my first serious injury. I can't be giving out too much. I've been lucky. Touch wood.
You had a bit of an 11-hour recovery for that Schlappnil game, and then after, was that kind of saying to yourself,
that
I can't watch this? Or?
Well, what happened there was the previous week on the Saturday we were in training, and I broke down, and he was giving off in trouble, and I said, I was after doing a lot of work at the time, and I left training crying in frustration, and we just went up home into the shower, and I said, that's it, I'm going to be out for next week, and I met Shane O'Neill for lunch during the week, and I said, it's like this, I either start and probably come off, or wait to see if there's if to come on or whatever, and that's what we came up with, is that it'd be better coming on than going off. Obviously it worked out fairly well, but it's the sport is hilarious, you're that Saturday you're a hero, you're great, but the previous Saturday you're crying above in a shower, the fine margins are unbelievable.
For a year, I suppose the other club final loss in March. From then, it's been pretty. It's turned into a pretty brilliant 2018.
Yeah, it was. it was the worst experience of my life. In March, there's no two ways about it. And as I said, I won't talk about that because I still can't and probably never will be. But at that stage there, your sporting career is a disaster. You have a free 40 yards out in front of the goals, put your team 4 points up and it's game over, and you miss it, and then a penalty goes on the other end and you're beaten in the replay. You just couldn't write that stuff. But go from that to literally an all time low to 5 months later you're at an all time high. Sport is mad that way. The highs and lows are very, very close to each other. So it was amazing the way it worked out. It was amazing. As someone said to me, would you take in that club final if you knew what was going to happen 5 months later? It's you probably would, because I was lucky enough to have one already, and it was magic what happened in August and the lead up to it. Sure, listen, that's something you've always dreamed of. So yeah, it was a mad couple of months.
Yeah, been pretty relentless though. For the 6 of you involved in Limerick, not much of a break. Like, did you feel you were maybe victims of your own success a bit, like, by the time you came back?
Yeah, I don't think victims of your own success is probably the right terminology, but I get what you're saying. Like, we started off with Limerick in November 16, that finished in July 17 when Kilkenny beat us. It was straight back in with Napiershiek up until March 18, and then it was straight back in with Limerick until August this year, and it was straight back in with Napiershiek. So there's 2 years on the trot with a week here, an odd week here, you know, 2 weeks here. So it's been fairly relentless. But I mean, I'd rather be sitting here in front of you talking to you about that than saying, my club was knocked out there 3 months ago, I've been doing nothing for the last 3 months, bring on the new year. You know, so it's great, and I don't want to make it sound like that, you know, you're pissed off with it or that you'd rather have it the other way, you wouldn't. But at the same time, it is tricky. You do, it's not a physical thing, you need a mental, it's a mental thing. You need a mental break more so than anything. But listen, we're a driven club, a driven county. You know, we've a driven bunch of players, a competitive bunch of players. You know, I mean, Peter Casey called over to the house the other night with two of the boys, and we played a board game called 30 Seconds. And I mean, I'm not joking, you don't want to lose that, like, because if you lose that, I'm not joking. There's just the competitiveness, you know, within the group is huge, and I think that's what drives us on. Like,
Who won?
He did, I was disgusted.
Are you heading Boston?
No, I should, we're hurting Sunday, so we won't get out. We win on Sunday. It's a great end to a fantastic year, and you can go to Boston any time. You lose on Sunday, there's a bad end to a good year, you know, and you miss out on Boston. But listen, you know, there's a window there. Like, you'd be sitting in the bar stool for long enough. You'll have plenty of time to go to Boston, so you got to get into that window and win what you can while you can, and that's the long and short of it.
Do you have any thoughts on it? It's facing, like, this and the Wild Geese Trophy.
Say it again.
The likes of the Fenway Challenge and the Wild Geese Trophy, they're facing a lot of criticism, given the likes of, I suppose, other counties open for the GAA to spend more in, I suppose, in Ireland on hurling rather than taking these things to Sydney and Boston and the likes. Do you have any thoughts on it?
Yeah, there's no wrong answer here. I saw your man's, you can put in his name there, from Carlow, his interview or whatever, like, and you can't argue with that for a second. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's 100% right. At the same time, we have something fantastic here in Ireland, and I do believe it should be broadcasted to the world, because, I mean, this is just brilliant, like, what's going on. And, to have it solely in Ireland is, I suppose, it's what makes it unique. But, you know, there's plenty of Irish people out foreign, and for, through no fault of their own, have to go out there working or whatever. And I think it's fair that they get to see what's going on as well. But, you know, what point is greater, helping the weaker counties to have a better standard over here, or, you know, showing people abroad what we've got? I mean, it's a happy, there's no wrong answer, and both points have a valid case, like, you know. But
I suppose Limerick starting as well in the Munster Hurling League, it's December 14th. Are you any thoughts on that as well?
John as manager might have plans there to, for whatever reason, but I mean, it's like, especially for someone like me or the Napiershiek boys, I mean, if we were beaten on Sunday now and you were asked to play Winter League in December after not getting a break for 2 years, like, do you know what I mean? I think if there was maybe a stipulation brought in that any lad that played or was on a panel or something, I don't know, just to give, the main thing here is just giving fellas a break. If lads are playing that they just want to trial out or use it as trials or something, absolutely. But I mean, why judge a fella on trials on the 12th of December when he's not, you know, under lights in frosty evenings? You know, it's, what does a lad gain out of that? The other side of that too is that, like, Seamus Flanagan, you know, if you ask someone in Limerick, would he be starting in the summer? Like, you know, you wouldn't have thought it. He played the Winter League, he hurled well, he got his chance in the league, he hurled well, and he went the whole way. So, I don't agree with it at all. You'd be surprised what you could find out of it as well, but I just think, just if they use it wisely is the key thing, really.
Has he talked to a couple of maybe the senior players in the squad and just, like, you know, said, look, you might not be playing this because otherwise it's quite virgin?
We've been sorry with the patient. I have no idea. Okay. We've missed out on a couple of things that's gone on, you know, but I don't know.
And just finally, Keane obviously went in the hurler of the year. Yeah. He got a lot of really rave reviews, not only for, I suppose, the performance of the years, but how he handled himself as well and his speech and everything. I'm sure you were delighted for him as well.
Yeah, listen, sure. I know Keane, we were in school together a long time, and we'd have a lot in common, actually. I wouldn't have his dress sense now, right? That's maybe something like that. Yeah, we've a lot in common in terms of our approach to the game. I mean, we would have spoke a lot about, when Keane came in initially with Limerick, at the time we were probably weren't enjoying hurling as much as we could, and we would have spoke a lot about that, and you know how it was very serious and it still is, but we wanted just to make sure that we can enjoy it a bit more, and you know that's something that has changed in Limerick, is you know we are enjoying it as much as anything. And it's just like if you're not enjoying coming here today doing your job, then you're not going to put everything into it. It's no different in anyone's workplace. If you don't enjoy where you work, you're not going to be able to give it your all. And if you're not enjoying it, if you're not enjoying hurling, you're not going to be able to perform at your best in the pitch. It's there, you know, you have to. And I think people are starting to see that. Yeah.
How did you review your own year? Because obviously you were a key player. Your performance against Cork, you're going to the final. It all counted up to lifting Lee McCarthy at the end, but still it was hard to, you couldn't break in to the starting 15, so what was your thoughts?
Yeah, it looks great for a finish, or something, you know, you're great, aren't you, for a finish, but it was a long summer. There was times there where you didn't know whether you were going to be playing or not. Some games you weren't playing. So, you know, while it finished fantastic, it was there was a lot of tough days as well. And that's what I was just saying, Charlotte, about sport, like, you know what I mean, you go from 2 weeks previously to be down the doldrums to, you know, having no, try finding it hard to get up out of bed in the morning because you know something's happening, you want to be part of it, and you're not. As such, like, you are on the panel, you're giving everything, but I'm on about game day. And, you know, as things worked out then, it was brilliant, like, you know, but yeah, it ended up fantastically for me personally and for the county, like, you know. Even to go back into the club, I must say, like, you know, well, we've been on the road, like Alan Cunningham, who was involved with Limerick and with Napiershig, obviously he came with us in 2014. Like, he's one of the best hurling coaches I've worked under, like, you know, he's fantastic. It's not even his hurling coaching, it's his manner, it's his approach to players, it's how clever he is in his use with players, like, you know, and he knows what the best thing is to do, and I mean, he's just so clever, basically, and he's fantastic. I mean, Darragh Droog as well, like, he came in as strength and conditioning coach in 14. I mean, he could get that label now and throw away and just be a hurling coach, because, you know, he's learned so much as well. And I mean, we're very lucky in the Piercy to go back to guys like them, like, the continuity that they have brought and how well respected they are within the club. And I mean, Darragh Droog is a Munger man, his club is Munger GA, and if you look at the programme or look at anything now, it says Darragh Droog and Piershik. You know, that's because he's nearly one of us now, you know, it's a friendship as well as anything else. And when you have people like that to go back to who understand the mental side of it and the physical side of it, I mean, it makes your job a lot easier.
Did the continuity of the backroom team kind of help with the change in management as well, or?
At least that was key. That was key. I mean, training the team now is huge. Like, it was no different with Paul Kinnock this year. Like, John will tell you that himself. Like, the trainer is as important as the manager. And I spoke to Alan last January or February when I was in training. I said, Alan, because, you know, I kind of guessed that Shane was going to go. I said, listen, Alan, I know Shane may be going, but please, man, don't go. Like, and I said the same. Darragh Droog called in to work one day, and I had a cup of tea with him. I gave him the same lines, and I spoke on behalf of the panel. Not that we had spoke about it, but, you know, from chatting away with different lads, and they're huge, like, they're fantastic. There's a lot of people out there that would want to come through the gates of that club, that might think they're up to their standards but aren't, and, you know, we want to hold on to them for as long as we can, because we're very lucky.
Do you think
there's
other, like, Paul is the stranger,
Paul
Leary, like, you know,
like,
you all know so well?
Yeah, Siobhan is there, he was there in 2011 and 2012 and 2013 when he was actually strength and conditioning coach back then, like, so, and sure, Paul's a great club, man, so he's no stranger to us, yeah.
You talked about getting a break, just kind of talked about last week, the GAA Fixtures Committee chairman was saying he doesn't think the calendar year is an option, but he was saying maybe they might look the club finals being at the end of January. Would that at least be a help, you know, this, like the wait to February for semi-finals seems to be bad, like, for whoever wins
in Sunday. Let's see if they bring it to the end of January then, and you're training all the way through December when that's supposed to be your time off. There's no right answer here. I've looked at every avenue. I knew this question was going to come. If you bring it back to December, that means you have the All-Ireland final in the middle of December, you get 2 weeks off, and you're straight back in with Limerick. You have it in the end of January, you're training all the way through and you're supposed to have time off. You keep it the way it is. You might get that bit of time off, but you could be your chances of getting back in with your county team is limited because they've 3 months of work done. So I can't find an answer, and if someone can, I'll take their head off, because some way or another you're going to be caught. I mean, the way it is the way it is now, it's like you're going to get, like, we finish up on Sunday, you know, why we might tip away, you know, you're not going to completely just do nothing, like, you know, but you'll get 4 or 5 weeks off, like, and you'll come back in January and you'll go again, and that's just the way it is. But if you were to bring it forward, then that window of opportunity to get another sus might be gone.
Just finding out what on Sunday, I mean, you've beaten them 3 times, but I mean, like, they've come through 2 battles again this year to kind of get back to the final.
Yeah, I suppose Ballygunner, like, I only saw I saw the last 5 minutes and the extra time, and their greatest attribute, I suppose, is their batting quality is the last day. When the game seemed to be gone from them, they kept on going. And when people look deeper into us versus Ballygunner over the last twice we played them, there's been a pint in at both times after 58 minutes. So it's been very, very close. We're not that far ahead of them, even though the scoreline on both days may have looked that way, but it hasn't been the case. And I mean, you put yourself in a Ballygunner dressing room with Fergal Hartley at the top of the room, like, and you know, what are you saying? You're saying enough is enough, right? They've got the better of us a couple of times. It's now time we set the record straight here, and we're aware of that, but we're ready for it.
Would you have any thoughts on Division 1A and the impact tonight for the development of the Slimmer team, and especially kind of what your lads missing, like, will they struggle a bit at that level?
Yeah, sure. A couple of years ago, I said Division 1B was the way to go. I mean, you look at the last couple of All-Ireland winners and they've all come out of Division 1B, haven't they? So, again, I don't think there's a right or wrong answer to that. You go into Division 1B, you're not under as much pressure to get up to a standard so quickly. And if it's your first year in Division A, we go away on holidays. We come back in a 3 weeks' time, you're down to Davy and Wexford. You know what I mean? So, it's not going to be easy this year. We know that. But the league was our launching pad last year. The boys did that down in Salt Hill. That was, and that was one of the turning points this year. So it's like the Munster League. You'll be surprised what you'd find. It's like the league. You'll be surprised what you find. And you know, that was something last year. And I mean, if we can have a good league this year, that could be a launching pad for the year ahead. But it's definitely not going to be easy. I mean, you look at Galway last year. And then they got to an All-Ireland final and came very close to an All-Ireland final, and might have had the best of leagues, and they had time to build themselves back into that after their holidays. So again, there's no right answer, but we are where we are. We've long enough that we're trying to get out of the bloody thing, and we're there now, so we may as well give it a go.
And then just quickly on the Clonmel game, probably an easier win than you thought. Like, was that a case of them being happy with what they had won, or are you taking along so nicely, or a combination of both, really? Or?
Well, you see, the way we looked at that was in 2011 we won our first ever county. Dave Ash already won a county, so we won our first ever county. So we went down to Ballygunner and we beat them. So we said, you know, why are they just going to be happy? Fine, they've bridged the gap. But to be honest, whether we play Clonaldy, Ballygunner, you know, it doesn't matter who we play. We focus on ourselves, and you know, we have that's the way it is, because if we start focusing on other teams, we could lose focus ourselves. And also, we know ultimately that if we play to our potential and we play to our game plan and we play in our terms, then you know, it gives us a very, very good chance of winning the game, whoever we're playing. So we'll keep focusing on ourselves for now. Yeah,
must have been fairly sweet to win the Limerick Championship in this historic year as well. Like, you know, it'll kind of cement your place in history as probably the main contributing club to it as well, like, to an extent.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things, like to be the county champions in the same year that Limerick won the All-Ireland, to win our first ever back-to-back. The club was only founded in 1968, so I suppose we have come a long way in a short period of time. We have, you know, if we win on Sunday, we go joint top of leaderboard with Munster clubs with Blackrock.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something that we're looking at, because we want to, you know, build that up. And you know, we're very close. People have a perception out there that we're a huge club with huge numbers. That's not the case at all, actually. If you look at everyone that's playing on Sunday, a 2 to 3 mile radius probably covers all the players. 14 of the players walked in through the gates of the club at 6 years of age. And the reason why, so we've had success, is that there's every player that's in the senior panel is involved with an underage team. So, you know, we're a very close-knit club with only a core of people that are heavily involved. And, you know, I'd probably put that down to the success. And I think it's a huge achievement for the club to only be around 50 years and to come as far as we've come. But it hasn't come by fluke, it's come by hard work. And, you know, we're trying to put that back into the club now to ensure that it lasts for as long as possible.
A few few more fellas seem to pick up a few knocks against Trinity. Is there a team that helped there?
Ron Lynch will be perfectly fine. Kieran Kennedy Kieran Kennedy trained the other night. He's a cornerback and he should be okay, but that's not how far we're stretch yet.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
He's going to come in here.
Perfect. Thank you.